Hello and welcome to Ahead of the Curve, where we look at the most important market drivers for the coming week and for investment insights beyond the consensus. My name is Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi. I'm CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Our investment thesis on transformational innovation, on AI, and also on power and resources got a new tailwind last week, U.S. policy support. During the AI summit in D.C., President Trump said the following: "From this day forward, it'll be a policy of the United States to do whatever it takes to lead the world in artificial intelligence." This language is reminiscent of Mario Draghi's statement in 2012 to preserve the euro. And I think we will look back at this moment as similarly defining, only even more globally relevant. The statement not only adds structural support to AI investments, it explicitly unleashes a global AI race, not just between companies, but also between nations. And we expect, in particular, for China to follow suit. The policy action adds to an already strong corporate AI momentum. Case in point were the earnings reports last week. Google's three key AI metrics, AI overviews, Gemini app usage, and cloud revenue, all came in stronger than expected. And IBM's generative AI book of business accelerated quarter over quarter, driven heavily by WatsonX deployments. But not only AI received U.S. policy support last week. President Trump also said the U.S. must double electricity production, and that amidst already strong corporate trends. GE Vernova said last week that electrification remains a standout performer. It cited strong orders and a healthy backlog growth. Revenue surged 20% in the quarter because of strong demand and pricing in grid solutions. Stock prices for companies tied to AI and power and resources have certainly appreciated. But it is hard to justify not to be invested in these transformational opportunities when they now have become an explicit government priority. So what is in store for this week? We need to get ready for a Super Wednesday and Super Friday with market-moving potential. On Wednesday, the Fed will opine on a rate decision, and we have the mega tech cap earnings, Meta, Microsoft, and Apple. On Wednesday, we expect the Fed to stay put, but to open up the possibility for a rate cut in September. And we expect Meta and Microsoft to have strong earnings. And Apple? Well, it needs to prove that it is not left behind on AI and among trade tensions. Then, this Friday, we face the deadline for trade partners to reach tariff agreements with the US. Otherwise, tariffs ranging from 10 to 50% will be enforced on non-agreeing countries. Also, on Friday, we will get non-farm payrolls. We expect net job additions to come in lower and for unemployment to inch up slightly. Among the different macro figures and corporate earnings reports this week, I'd like to leave you with three takeaways for the week ahead. First, that we expect AI's strong secular momentum to be a recurring threat in earnings this week. Second, the Fed and labor market can offset each other. A weaker labor market will make a cut in September more likely. And thirdly and lastly, to use any potential stock market weakness from macro concerns to build exposure to AI and to power and resources. Thank you for listening. Stay well and stay ahead.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.